So being that we're approaching the holiday of Purim, I wanted to just share a thought about Purim. When we think about Purim, we usually think about reading the Megillah, having a Suda, having costumes, a lot of things that we think about that come to mind. One thing that doesn't come to mind is prayer. So I wanted to discuss how the importance of prayer on Purim, and it's really based on what the rabbis tell us. The rabbis tell us a line that goes as follows. Anyone who puts out his hands, you should give him. Which normally is understood to talk about charity. When someone puts out their hands, normally during the regular year, someone puts out their hands, so you can look into the person, is he worthy of getting charity, not worthy, is it a good cause, not a good cause. But on Purim, so the rabbis are telling us, whoever puts out their hand, don't analyze it so much, just give them money. And you'll notice on Purim, many people go around collecting charity, and many people are just sitting there with a lot of dollar bills, giving to every single person. But some of the commentaries tell us that really this line can be understood in a different way. Whoever puts out his hand you should give him is referring to us in terms of God. Whoever puts out his hand to God, so God will give him on Purim. Then on Purim, whatever a person prays for, he will be answered in his prayer, and God will grant him his wishes. So we see what an important day it is for prayer. But besides what the rabbis tell us, we see also in the Purim story, a major theme throughout the Megillah has to do with prayer. I want to just point out a couple of the places that we see in the Megillah a very, very big importance that's placed on prayer. Number one is when the Megillah introduces Mordechai, who is maybe the main character of the Purim story. So it gives a genealogy of Mordechai. It says his name was Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish. It goes back to his father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather. And the Talmud tells us a very interesting thing. The Talmud says that when it says Yair, it means Sheheir Einayim Sheyisrael B'Tfilaso, that he opened up, he enlightened the eyes of the Jews in his prayers. Ben Shimi, which is the language of hearing, Shoma, Ben Sheshoma Kel Tfilaso, the son who God listened to his prayer. And the last one, Ben Kish, Shehikish Al Dalsei Rachman, that he banged on the doors of mercy. So they're explaining all the words that are referring to his father, his grandfather, and his great-grandfather, all having to do with prayer. So the rabbis are telling us that Mordechai represents prayer. The Gra tells us that there are four senses that we have. We learned in school there are five. The Gra says there are four senses. One is hearing, one is seeing, one is smelling, and one is speech. That's what the Gra says. The Gra says three of the four senses are used for learning Torah. When a person is able to hear, he's able to hear someone teaching him the oral law, teaching him Torah, he could hear it. When a person is able to see, he's able to see the written Torah. When a person is able to speak, is able to talk to his partner in Torah, they're able to converse in Torah. The only sense that's not used for the Torah is the sense of smell. And the Gra explains that the sense of smell is reserved for tefillah, for prayer. Because we see, and we'll see in the Torah portions that are coming up, when it talks about the sacrifices, which prayer has taken the place of the sacrifices in the temple, so it says it was a nice smell for Hashem, a nice smell for God, that refers to the karbonos, which is the sacrifices, which nowadays is prayer. So prayer is represented by smell. The hint to Mordechai's name in the Torah is by the portion of the incense, also referring to smell, and smell represents this idea of prayer. And the Gra goes on to say that Mordechai took all the other senses, the seeing, the hearing, the speaking, and he used it all for prayer. So Mordechai represents this idea of turning towards God in prayer. And we see throughout the Purim story, right when Mordechai heard about the decree, it said he put on sackcloth and he fasted and he prayed. And even at the end of the story, when Haman walked him around on the horse and the king's clothing on the king's horse, so one would think that Mordechai would be celebrating, because already it seems like the tide has turned. Yet we see the rabbis tell us that immediately when he got off the horse, he went right back to praying till the story was finished. One other amazing thing that we see about prayer is by Esther. When Esther finally got up the courage to go into Ahasuerus to try to plead for her people, so she asked Ahasuerus to come to a suda, to a party, to a meal. And she invites herself, Ahasuerus, and one other guest, and that's Haman. And the rabbis are bothered in the Talmud. Why would she invite Haman? The whole purpose of the party is to get Ahasuerus to rescind the decree of Haman. Why would she invite Haman to the party? It seems like a crazy thing to do. And the Gemara, the Talmud gives us many answers. And one of the answers, my favorite answer, is the answer that says that she didn't want the Jews to be relaxed. They see, oh, Esther got into Ahasuerus, they're having a meeting, I'm sure everything will be fine. So she wanted the Jews to get nervous so they would continue praying. So she did a thing that people will say, whoa, she lost her marbles, she invited the enemy to the party, she must be going crazy, we have to continue praying. So Esther went out of her way to do this unbelievable thing in order just to keep the Jews praying and praying. So Mitzvah Shem, when we lead into the holiday of Purim, besides all the other things that we do, dressing up and hearing the Megillah and having the Suda and having all the parties, we should remember it's a very special day to connect to Hashem and to tap into that which Mordechai and Esther started back on the Purim day through their prayer, and to remember that everything we ask from Hashem, Hashem is listening and Hashem will grant us. Sure.